That's Sarah Vaughan with a track called Embraceable You. A little bit of a diversion, perhaps, from the sort of music we normally play here on the station, but we thought we'd play that because our guest this afternoon, I asked our guest, what sort of music do you like? And this was one of, Sarah Vaughan was one of the artists that she mentioned. So I'd like to welcome onto the show this afternoon, Jessie Blair. Good afternoon, Jessie.
Thank you. Hi,
Danny. Hi, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Jessie, you are involved with the running of a local daycare group that meets on a Tuesday at the Age Concern in St. Peter Street, aren't
That's
you?
That's right.
Now, yeah. I was saying on air earlier that this group has been there for a very long time, and that perhaps some people may not even be aware that it exists. And how many years has it been going now?
40 odd years. It must be getting on for 50 years. Started by the minister then of Dagenham Street Baptist Church and some of the members who saw a need for older people who were perhaps lonely or living on their own and didn't see many people. And it just developed from there. It's been going ever since.
Okay, so let's start off first by talking about who it's aimed at then. So you said older people. Is there a particular criteria for membership?
No. Men and women, disabled. We do have some, have one in a wheelchair. More and more, we're seeing people with dementia, which we're finding that's tricky because we don't have training. We're all volunteers. Mm. We have basic first aid training, but no proper training for dementia care. Mm. So that's proving difficult.
Okay, there is now, you may already know this, but there is now also a dementia cafe that's set up in St Albans that meets on the second and fourth Thursday of the month, I believe. Yeah. It's at St Mary's Church in Marshallswick. We had them on the show a week or two ago talking about what they do.
So, that's right.
So there is provision for...
Yeah,
that's only just started up.
But some of our members have been coming for a very long time, and gradually the dementia has developed over the years. I mean, they're lovely, but they're not. They tend not to get quite so involved as members who are not affected.
Sure, okay. Yeah. And so is there... What's the minimum age for joining it? Is there
minimum? They just have to be over 60, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And so just in case somebody was a bit younger and thought they're going to try and sneak in, and you know.
But they probably not find it the sort of day they were looking for.
Right, okay. So it's for anybody over 60.
Yeah.
Do you have, is it a set number of people that you can have at any one time, or?
I have 16 on roll at the moment. Mm-hmm. I can take 20. But we have a bus which will pick up, can only pick up 12.
Right.
So if I have more members than that, I do depend on volunteer drivers to fetch them, or perhaps they will bring a taxi, get a relative to bring them. So really, transport is difficult if the numbers get too great.
Okay, so I guess if somebody is of over a certain age, but they have the means to get there themselves, then
that
better
would be
still.
Lovely.
But it's interesting to hear then that you part of what you offer is actually transport to and from.
Yep, and that's subsidised. They don't pay for that. But we have three members who make their own way. Two come on the bus, two walk, and one takes a taxi.
Right,
so, they come in different ways.
Right, okay. So you said there that they don't have to pay for the bus.
Mm.
So how is the group financed? How does it operate?
Well, we're all volunteers, so none of us is paid. The members pay £7. Now, that £7 helps us to pay for the rent of the hall. It also covers their dinner, the cost of the dinner. We get dinners from Maple School, so we have school dinners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that gets sent over sort of about 11:30, goes straight in the oven, served piping hot.
Right.
So it pays for their dinners. They have coffee and tea in the morning and afternoon with biscuits. Next week, next Tuesday, we shall offer strawberries and cream.
Oh.
They won't pay extra for that.
Okay.
Then they also have a Christmas card and present, and a birthday card and present. So our funds that we raise, or we get donations, all that go, and what the members contribute goes towards the cost of everything. They also have a summer outing, which we have so far managed to give them free.
Okay.
So we're going off to Stockwood Discovery Park In 2 weeks' time.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking to Jessie Blair. She's in the studio with us this afternoon. We're talking about a daycare group for over 60s that meets on a Tuesday at the Age Concern Hall at the top of St. Peter Street. It has been meeting now for over 40 years, and we will find out more about the activities that they do and how perhaps you listening at home could get involved in some way. Maybe you know somebody of that age that might benefit from attending. Maybe you're that age yourself. Maybe you'd like to help with it. We'll find out more about all those opportunities with Jessie in just a moment. It is 20 minutes to 6 o'clock. We're going to have the travel in just a moment from Flo.
Shape of You.
That's Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. I was just very rude to Flo off air there. Sorry about that. But it was funny. Anyway, Jessie Blair is here with us in the studio this afternoon. Jessie is involved with the Dagnall Street Daycare Centre that meets on Tuesdays during term time at the Age Concern Centre at the top of St. Peter Street. We're actually just saying off air, where is this place? Because people could be forgiven. They might go past it every single day for goodness knows how many years, Flo, and not know it's there.
Yeah.
So do you want to just explain where it is?
If you're coming up through town, go over the roundabout, goes past St. Peter Street, and there's a lovely old flint wall which has just been rebuilt.
Just past St. Peter's Church, isn't
just
it?
Just past the church, and in this lovely flint wall, there is a Gothic-shaped gateway, and you go in there and round the back, or go into Hall Place Gardens and then take a first right, okay, and it takes you around the back of the building.
Right.
Yeah, can't see it from the road.
No, but if you're very observant, you might have noticed that on that wall, it does say Age Concern, doesn't it? There is a little sign there.
There is, yes.
But you have to kind of know it's there.
To look for it, yes. Yeah, opposite the almshouses.
Yes, okay. Yes. And the group has been meeting there for over 40 years, and it meets every Tuesday during term time. It's for anybody, it says for the elderly, so it's anybody over 60 we've established. I like the fact that some of the people helping, because in particular, I know that there's a gentleman from the church that we go to who was actually considerably older than everyone else that was attending it, and he volunteered and helped until
That's
quite recently.
That's right. We had two of them who used to go and collect the dinners. They used to bring the car. They've had to retire now.
Yeah.
And now we have two younger people go over and do it.
Okay. Yeah. But I love the fact that the gentleman in particular, good old Les, he's in his 90s and he was still doing it.
Yes, but, wonderful man.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about how many people it takes to put this on. Because you mentioned earlier that you do it for free. You work with, you said that it can be up to 20 people?
Up to 20, yes. We haven't had 20 for a long time.
Right.
Because I have difficulty contacting elderly people who are lonely and who would like this service. They used to, the library, I used to be able to go into the library and put a sign up, a notice up there, but these are old people, don't go into the library now. Most of them are not very mobile. And also County Hall used to keep a register of people looking for this sort of day centre, but they don't do it anymore. So I find if my numbers drop too small, partly we're not viable financially, we need to keep the numbers up.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for new members.
Okay. Yeah. There will be people listening now who perhaps have elderly relatives or maybe a neighbour or a friend.
Yes.
And if you think that, you know, there's somebody who perhaps is a bit lonely, could do with getting out a bit and going to a nice environment with other people, this sounds ideal.
Yep. It's very calm, very, very friendly and very loving. Mm. It's they come because they like coming. It's always a happy day.
Okay. Yep. And you even provide transport. We mentioned that in the first part as well.
Yes, a limited number.
Right. So transport is available.
I have space on the bus at the moment, yes.
Okay. Yep. So talk us through a day centre day then. So, you know, people arrive at 10.
Not necessarily, no. Those who make their own way there or have someone bring them will get there for 10.
Okay.
So immediately coffee and tea and biscuits. And then the bus starts picking up very early, about 9 o'clock in Chiswell Green. But it takes a good hour, over an hour sometimes, to do the rounds and pick everyone up. So it's usually between 10 and 10:30, depending on the traffic.
Right, okay. But what sort of things do they do when they get there then? So they have their cup of tea or their coffee, just a typical day.
Sit and have a chat, and then we collect their dinner money. So that's the first thing. We get the money out of the way. And then we have all sorts of activities. This last week, we had the Cropodist on Tuesday.
Right.
The lovely lady comes once every 6 weeks, and she will see to their feet if they want it. So the days we have the Cropodist, we don't have an activity apart from magazines. Some of the ladies knit for
right.
charity.
Okay.
And in the afternoons, we have a couple of tables where they'll play cards. The men like to play dominoes or use the pinball. We have Scrabble.
Okay, so a lot of like table
games.
Yeah,
lots of, yes. And some of them just want to sit and chat.
Okay, and occasionally as well, you say you do outings. You've got one coming up. Did you say you're taking them all off to Go Ape?
Stockwood Discovery Centre at Luton.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so we'll go there, the bus will take them, the others will make their own way, and they will get there for 10-ish,
right.
Have coffee in the coffee shop, and then lunch about 12, have a walk around the gardens, see what there is, what's new.
Okay.
And then come home at 2.
Okay. Jessie Blair is our guest this afternoon. She is here talking about a daycare centre that meets on a Tuesday during term time at the top of St. Peter Street at the Age Concern Centre. We will find out a bit more about that, and in particular we will focus on volunteering in the final part. But we're going to take a short break now for some music, Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might have heard of this lot. They're called the Beatles. They were a popular four-part group
yes.
from the 60s. Well, this isn't actually them, but this is one of their songs, this is a local group called KT Plus Juan, and they have done a version, and they performed it here live in the studio a few weeks back. One of them was sat in this very seat you're in now. This is KT Plus Juan with their version of 8 Days a Week by the Beatles.
Yep,
and we'll have more from Jessie in just a moment. That's KT Plus Juan with 8 Days a Week, a song originally by the Beatles, taken from the Drive Time Session archives. It is 3 minutes to 6 o'clock. Jessie Blair is still with us here in the studio this afternoon. We've tried, but we just can't get rid of her. Jessie, if people want to volunteer to help at the day centre on a Tuesday in term time at the top of St. Peter's Street, what sort of person are you looking for?
Someone who likes people, likes caring.
Right, that's flow out, sorry. All right, carry on.
Likes to sit and chat and listen. It's very important to listen, because often it's nice to get these people talking about their, you know, when they were young.
Okay.
They're so interesting.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess the commitment, so it's from 10 till 2, so it's
yes.
what, 4 hours or so, or maybe an
yes.
hour or so either side
yes.
to help.
And the hours aren't crucial. I mean, if someone wanted to start at 10 start at 11, fine. We have three in the kitchen, and usually we try to have at least four outside with the members.
Okay. And there are some specific skills that you are looking for. You mentioned about kitchen work and driving.
Yeah, they're not cooking. They're really just serving the teas, coffees and lunches and
okay.
clearing up afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
And you say about drivers as well?
Yes, and now and again we have someone who wants to come. If the bus is full, I can't get them on the bus, and I can't find people willing to commit to coming once a week to drive an elderly
okay.
person.
So people listening now think, well, I'd like to get involved, I'd want to either help, or perhaps I know somebody who could
yeah.
come along and join in. How can they get in touch?
Douglas Street website.
Okay.
Or phone Age UK.
Okay, the number for Age UK?
Age UK number is 01727 856741.
Okay.
And if you ask to pass a message on to Jessie, it will get to me.
Okay, we'll put all the details on our blog as well, westheartsdrivetime.radioverulam.com. The church's website to find out more about daycare is dsbc.org.uk for Dagnall Street Baptist Church. That's dsbc.org.uk. They have an email address as well, which is bookings@dsbc.org.uk. But in the meantime, Jessie Blair, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Danny.